Hello, my name, Hank Block, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by His grace and now privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. First of all, my sweet wife and I wish all of our listeners and their families the blessings of the Lord for this new year, 2025. In the past second Tuesdays of the month, we have looked at the offerings mentioned in the scriptures. Today, it may be good to ask a very important question. How was it that the mind of an Israelite could be set at rest when he had offered his sin offering? How did he know that the sin for which he had brought his sacrifice was truly forgiven? His peace of mind was strictly based on the fact that God had said, "It shall be forgiven him." His peace of heart, in reference to his sin, rested upon simply two things. One, the blood of the innocent substitute that paid the price for his sin. And two, the testimony of the God of Israel who said, "It shall be forgiven." The offerer did not have to have a special feeling. Feelings, or the lack of them, can be misleading. The offerer's peace was based on accepting the authority of God's sure word. God said it, therefore I believe it, that settles it for me. If an Israelite had sinned and neglected to bring his sin offering, he should have been cut off, that is, killed from among his people. But when he took his place as a sinner, when he laid his hand upon the head of his sin offering, then the offering was cut off or killed instead of him. He was set free. The offering was treated as the offerer deserved, while the innocence of the lamb was transferred to the offerer. For the offerer not to believe that his sin was truly forgiven him would have made God a liar and treat the blood of the divinely appointed sin offering as nothing. In the same way today, the peace of the believer in reference to all our sins rests upon the authority of God's word and the precious blood of Christ. God's word says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." John 3:16, of course. There we have those two principles that give peace and assurance to the sinner who has presented the offering of the Lord Jesus Christ as his payment for his sins, the value of the offering for sin, and the sure word of God who says that the believer should not perish but have everlasting life. Have you wondered or doubted if you've been saved? If you have believed on the Lord Jesus and accepted his sacrifice as your payment for the sins that you have done, then your assurance of salvation is in simply believing what God, who cannot lie, has stated. This is Hank Block. It has been an honor to be your radio pastor for the day. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.